This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa intaba hudah ma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept from us the fasting that we've done in Ramadan. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept from us the dua that we have done in Ramadan. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to enable us to continue this ibadah that we've been doing in Ramadan in the days to come. So the talk, inshallah, is about the month of Shawwal. And in the month of Shawwal, the main question is whether this month is the end or the beginning. The end of Ramadan, or it is a beginning of ibadah. Subhanallah, the sunnah of Allah Azza wa Jal is that whenever we finish ibadah, we start another ibadah. Year round, we are in constant ibadah to Allah Azza wa Jal. Ramadan is the highlight. The month of Ramadan is the highlight. The ninth month of the lunar calendar. But it is not the only ibadah. So, once we finish Ramadan, as Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. So you would complete the term and you would say the takbir, Allahu Akbar. Now, if I asked you, when do we say the takbir? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illa. When do we say that? We say that during the Eid, yes, I know we say that. But when do we say that frequently? We say that actually in the days of Eid al-Adha. So there is a connection. They are connected. This is the sunnah of Allah Azza wa Jal. You finish ibadah, it doesn't mean that it is over. No, you finished ibadah, alhamdulillah, and this is what we've done. Why Allah Azza wa Jal put the day of Eid, Eid al-Fitr? It is the end of Ramadan. That's the end of ibadah. And now you are starting a new ibadah. A new ibadah in the month of Shawwal? Yes. This is why fasting the day of Eid is prohibited. You cannot fast the day of Eid. It is a day of celebration. But after that, there is ibadah. There are the 6 days of Shawwal, which I'm going to talk about. But more importantly, there is the Hajj. The Hajj that Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 197, Al-Hajj ashhurun ma'lumat. Hajj is well-known months. These months start from Shawwal. This is why if anyone intended Hajj and started the Ihram on the last day of Ramadan, it will not count. It won't count. But the first day of Shawwal, it will count. Even on the day of Eid, it will count. Someone traveled to Mecca, and may Allah Azza wa Jal enable us again to be able to perform the Hajj as we used to. When you go there, some people can go from now. And they do Umrah, they want to do Hajj al-Tamattu'. So they stay there until the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, where they start the Hajj. That's possible. So Allah Azza wa Jal said, Al-Hajj ashhurun ma'lumat. Hajj is well-known months. Those months are Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, and Dhul Hijjah. This is ijma', that's unanimous consensus amongst all the scholars. So Shawwal, actually, if you look at it from one perspective, it is the end of Ramadan. And this is why we celebrate. we have fasted the month of Ramadan, so we celebrate the Eid. But then Shawwal at the same time is the beginning of a new ibadah, which is Hajj. And in between, there is ibadah on its own in Shawwal, which is fasting the 6 days. Shawwal, for the pious predecessors, used to be a source of worry, anxiety. Why? They just finished the month of Ramadan. And you cannot tell when you finish the month of Ramadan whether Allah Azza wa Jal accepted that from you or not. Yes, you've done the ibadah, but that's not all. Would it count? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Rubba sa'im laysa lahu min hadhihi illa al-ju' wal 'atash." Perhaps there would be someone who's fasting and all what he will get from his fast is the thirst and the hunger, or the hunger and the thirst. So there are people who did the deeds, but they're not accepted. Yeah, I did fast. But how would it matter whether you fasted or not if Allah Azza wa Jal did not accept it from you? So how do I know that Allah Azza wa Jal accepted the ibadah? Because that's actually all what matters. Did Allah Azza wa Jal accept from you or not? Because Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, in the story of the two sons of Adam, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah only accepts from the pious. Many people, they do the deeds, but Allah Azza wa Jal don't accept from them. Just like the son of Adam. So, the pious predecessors, whenever Ramadan is over, they would start praying to Allah Azza wa Jal to accept from them the month of Ramadan. And that starts from this month, from Shawwal. And why Shawwal was a source of worry and anxiety? Because immediately after Ramadan, you could tell, are you able to continue the ibadah that you've started in Ramadan? Because if you are, then this is a strong sign that inshallah, Allah Azza wa Jal accepted from you. But if you started something and then you stopped, you went like before Ramadan, or even worse, then that's a strong sign that maybe Allah Azza wa Jal did not accept from you. How would you start a ibadah that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then you stop it? This was not the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the companions described his deeds, كان عمله ديما. His deeds used to be continuous. So whenever he starts something, he would continue it. Of course, it is expected that your deeds will not be the same. Even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companion said, كان يجتهد في رمضان ما لا يجتهد في غيره. He used to strive in Ramadan what he would not strive in other months. That is expected. You're not going to do the same thing that you did in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. But at least, are you able to continue the ibadah that you started in Ramadan? So if you did, then this is a strong sign that Allah Azza wa Jal accepted from you. Again, when can we tell? In this month, the month of Shawwal. The month of Shawwal, subhanAllah, is connected to Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam connected them when he said in Sahih Muslim, "Man saama Ramadan, thumma atba'ahu sittan min Shawwal, kana ka siyami ad-dahr." Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan, then followed that up with 6 days of Shawwal, it is as if he fasted the whole year. So, Ramadan and Shawwal, they are connected. Then, as Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 197, Al-Hajju Ashhurun Ma'lumat. Hajj is well-known months. Those months start from Shawwal. So, subhanAllah, as you see, Shawwal is in the middle. It is connected to Ramadan, but also it is connected to the months of Dhul-Qa'da and Dhul-Hijjah, where we perform the last pillar of Islam, Hajj. So, Shawwal, if you look at it from one perspective, it is the end of Ramadan, but also it is the beginning of Hajj. And subhanAllah, even when Hajj is over, a year elapsed, this doesn't mean the ibadah is over. Because in Muharram, also we have ibadah as well. And that's the noon. This is the sunnah of Allah Azza wa Jal. You are in constant ibadah. And alhamdulillah, the ibadah is not the same. People can please Allah Azza wa Jal by reading Quran. People can please Allah Azza wa Jal by dhikr. Just dhikr. Astaghfirullah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. People can please Allah Azza wa Jal by fasting, prayer, umrah, and hajj. So year round, you have things to do. You have ibadat to please Allah Azza wa Jal with. So the month of Shawwal is the end of Ramadan and it is the beginning of the season of Hajj. Okay, now Shawwal has unique themes other months don't have. One of them is the day of Eid, Eid al-Fitr. That day actually is a special day. It is a day of reward, as the pious predecessors used to call it, the day of reward, يوم الجائزة. And it was mentioned in a hadith. It's not that authentic, but scholars accepted it in general. يوم الجائزة, the day of reward, the day of prize, where Allah Azza wa Jal would tell the servants, would tell those who fast the month of Ramadan, اقبضوا جوائزكم. Take your prizes. When we go to Salatul Eid, after finishing the month of Ramadan, the angels are spread out, saying salam to us. Yes, we don't see them. We don't hear them, but they are there. And the Prophet ﷺ, he told us that. And the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, that he would alternate his way. He would go to the masjid, to Musalla al-Eid, the area of prayer, because the sunnah is to pray Eid in open, in the open. There used to be a place called Musalla al-Eid. It could be performed in the masjid, of course, but that's the sunnah. It was performed in Musalla al-Eid. So he would go from one way, and then he would come back from a different way. Why? To see as much angels as possible. Again, we cannot see the angels, but the angels can see us. So this is something unique you don't have in other months. Only the month of Dhul-Hijjah also has another Eid. That's all. The performance of Eid prayer. This is something we don't have in other months. There are only two Eid prayers in the year. And one of them is in the month of Shawwal. And the highlight is the fasting of the 6 days of Shawwal, which most people ask about. Because of what the Prophet ﷺ said, من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه ستا من شوال كان كصيام الدهر. Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan, then would follow that up with 6 days of Shawwal. It is as if he fasts the whole year. With a simple calculation, one good deed is multiplied 10 times. So the month of Ramadan times 10, that's 10 months of the year. That leaves 2 months. The 6 days of Shawwal times 10, that's 60 days. 60 days, that's 2 months. 10 months, because of 1 month, which is the month of Ramadan. 2 months, because of fasting 6 days of Shawwal, it is as if you fast the whole year. So that's the simple calculation. Now, most people ask, do I do the qada first or fasting the 6 days of Shawwal? Qada is wajib. It is a must. Fasting the month of Ramadan is a must. And most of these questions come from sisters, because definitely in the month of Ramadan, they have to break their fast. For men, most of them, unless they are sick or they are traveling, they wouldn't be thinking about that, because alhamdulillah, they were able to fast the entire month. But for the sisters, they have days they have to break in the month of Ramadan. So, do they start with that? Because making up the obligatory ibadah, that's obligatory. But doing the sunnah, that's sunnah. So, when you look at it, the obligatory ibadah takes precedence over what is sunnah. And therefore, you should start with what is obligatory. Yes, but here is an important issue. You have only 1 month to do the 6 days, which is the month of Shawwal. And therefore, whenever you have a timed and a limited time to do a ibadah, you have a limited time to do a ibadah or a timed ibadah that would not be accepted in another time, you should do that particular ibadah within that time frame. What does that mean? Take the talbiyah as an example. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. I can say that now. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. But this would not count, because I am not in the state of ihram and I am not doing any rituals of hajj. Yes, I'm mentioning Allah and I will be rewarded for that. But it is not the reward of talbiyah. Talbiyah is specific when you start the ihram. So therefore, when you start the ihram, it is preferred to keep yourself busy with that particular ibadah. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Okay. So therefore, in the month of Shawwal, when someone asks, would I fast the 6 days first or make up the days of Ramadan first? The answer is, fast the 6 days first. Oh, but I have days that I have to make up. Yes, you have the entire year to do that. Making up the obligatory ibadah takes precedence. Yes, but again, if you leave the month of Shawwal, for some reason, you started with making up the days of Ramadan, and then you had to break your fast again, and then you ran out of time, there are no more days, you cannot have this ibadah, fasting the 6 days of Shawwal. So you start with that. Oh, but if I start with that and then I make up the days of Ramadan, then I wouldn't be fulfilling what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man sama Ramadan thumma atba'ahu sittan min Shawwal." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever fasts the month of Ramadan, then follow that up with the 6 days of Shawwal. So I need to fast the month of Ramadan first. Yes, and you are doing that. But again, you have a limited time in Shawwal for those 6 days. So you can start with that. And the evidence of this is what Aisha radiallahu anha used to do. Aisha radiallahu anha says, there would be days of Ramadan that I have to make up, and the only time I would be able to do that is in Sha'ban. Sha'ban of next year. Why? Because of the position of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because of the state she was in. She couldn't fast because she was fulfilling the needs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, this is by no means encouraging people to delay making up the days, but it is a clear evidence that you start with the 6 days of Shawwal, and then you follow that up with the days of the makeup in Ramadan. Okay, now, someone else would ask also, I want to combine the 6 days of Shawwal with the makeup days. And I heard that some scholars said this is permissible. That is true. But this is not the right opinion. Just because someone said something, that does not make it right. Because actually, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man sama Ramadan, thumma atba'ahu sittan min Shawwal." You need to fast Ramadan. And then you need to fast 6 days of Shawwal. But if you fast Ramadan, then you make up the days of Ramadan, with a simple math, you didn't do both. Yes, in Islam, we have something about combining two ibadat together, like tahiyatul masjid and the fard prayer. If you come to the masjid, you do not sit until you pray two rak'ah. But if the jama'ah is already in progress, you join the jama'ah immediately. True. And therefore, it will count. But here, in Shawwal, that does not work. They are two different ibadat. And therefore, they both need to be done. And if you combine the 6 days with the intention that this is making up the days of Ramadan, you didn't fast 36 days. Because that's what the Prophet ﷺ said. Man sama Ramadan. You need to fast Ramadan. ثم أتبعه ستا من شوال. Then fast the 6 days of Shawwal. So this is what needs to be done. So I know there are many questions about the month of Shawwal, about fasting the 6 days. But the fast itself is not the only ibadah that we have in the month of Shawwal. Shawwal is a transition between Ramadan and Hajj. Shawwal is a month that is connected to Ramadan, and also at the same time, it is connected to the season of Hajj, because this is the sunnah of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whenever we finish ibadah, we start with another ibadah. Look at the salah, the prayer itself, which we do at least 5 times a day. Immediately after you finish the prayer, assalamu alaikum warahmatullah, assalamu alaikum warahmatullah, the first thing you say, astaghfirullah. Why? You are asking Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness. Why? You just did something good, you didn't do something bad. That's the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the way of Allah. And this is what Allah Azza wa Jal says also in Surah Al-Baqarah. فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. You finished the rituals of Hajj. فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ. Remember Allah. Ayah 199 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So you remember Allah. I just finished, yes, but you remember Allah. So this is the sunnah. Always when you finish a ibadah, and that's why we finished Ramadan, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ. Once we knew Ramadan is over, we start the takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. From the night of the Eid. Not on the day of Eid, from the night before. We knew Ramadan is over. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Ayah 185. So, Shawwal, the month of Shawwal, is in the middle. It is connected to Ramadan, but at the same time, it is also connected to Hajj. And it is in the middle, it combines both, because this is the sunnah. We always worship Allah Azza wa Jal. We are always in constant ibadah to Him. We finished one, and then we start the other. The only month that you have Zakatul Fitr is the month of Shawwal. Oh, but I paid the money last few days of Ramadan. Yes, in our time, that's what most people do. But at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, the sunnah is to pay the money before Salatul Eid. People are going for Eid prayer, and you know the poor who is worthy of Zakatul Fitr, and you give it to him. If you pay that money after the Eid prayer, then it is not counted as zakat anymore. It's just sadaqah. So the obligation is actually on the day of Eid. But people, to guarantee that they have fulfilled this obligation, they pay it earlier. And when they pay it earlier, usually they pay it to charitable organizations. And those charitable organizations, they take that money and they distribute it on the day of Eid. before the Eid prayer. But because of the number and because of the limited sources, they would start that from the days of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. But actually, as you see, the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ is to pay zakat al-fitr before the Eid prayer. So it is happening in Shawwal. That's ibadah that is unique only to the month of Shawwal. Salatul Eid, as I said, the only time when you perform that is in Shawwal and in Dhul Hijjah. And the 6 days that will be guaranteed to count as 2 months are in Shawwal. They are not in any other month. So there are many ibadat in Shawwal, but because we just finished the month of Ramadan, we are still in that mood, in that atmosphere of the fasting. The people who are preparing to perform Hajj, and once again, we pray to Allah Azza wa Jal to enable us to perform Hajj as we used to be, to do that in the years before. They are in preparation. That preparation starts from Ramadan, but now they can start and they can initiate this ibadah, the Hajj, from the month of Shawwal. There are other things that I have been thinking about, and when the brothers approached me to give this talk, Jazakumullah Khairan, I need to thank them for giving me this opportunity. Actually, when I agreed to give this talk and I started thinking about what I would be saying, the circumstances were different from what we see now. When I'm talking today about this topic, I feel some guilt, honestly, because I feel that this is not the right thing to talk about. Yes, we did invite people, and we did agree on a topic, and the brothers, Jazakumullah Khairan, at Revivers, they prepared everything, and the intention is good. But subhanAllah, when we see what's happening to our brothers and sisters in Palestine, we just cannot forget about that. As I just mentioned earlier, when there is a time, the ibadah, you need to do that within this time frame. Now, the brothers and sisters in Palestine, they are in a dire need of our support. Even with dua, even with words, words that some people think they would not matter, words that some people think would not change anything, actually they do. And the prime minister of the Zionist regime, he confessed and he said that the worst thing they are having is not the leaders that are surrounding them. It is the public opinion that is formed based on the biased propaganda. That's what he calls it. The biased propaganda against them. That's what he just said a few days ago. So I feel like this is our duty. They have been the entire year and the years before in our need for supporting them. But actually, now is the time. So I felt, what should I do? But it is my obligation. This is the right thing to do. You promised to talk about something, so you have to do it. But I fulfilled the promise, inshallah. Yes, I agreed to talk for 45 minutes, but I cut it short because I felt that it is my obligation at least to just remind my brothers and sisters of what's happening there. Never ever belittle, underestimate any good deed that you could do to support them, even with one sentence. Many of them are watching what we are doing. What are we doing? When they are under the bombing, the shelling, they are massacred, and they see that we are going by our life day in, day out, as if there is nothing, subhanAllah. So, I'm sorry, I'm going off topic because I feel and I believe this is the right thing to do. And again, mashallah, the brothers and revivers, they have done some programs in the past, I know, about Al-Aqsa, but now is the time. our brothers and sisters, they are attacked there. They have been attacked during the month of Ramadan. Now the attack has been wider, and it is including also the people in Gaza. And now it's all over Palestine. So where are the Muslims? Where are our efforts to support them? So I feel the time now is about this, not about anything else. There are priorities in life and in religion also. The obligatory ibadah comes first, before any optional ibadah. And Allah Azza wa Jal reminded us in the Quran, وَإِنِ اسْتَنْصَرُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ فَعَلَيْكُمُ النَّصْرُ. That's in Surah Al-Anfal, Surah 8. At the end of Surah 8, Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَإِنِ اسْتَنْصَرُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ فَعَلَيْكُمُ النَّصْرُ. If they seek your support, then you have, it's your duty to support. You see, some people say, I'm not really interested in that issue. I want the issues that are connected to me, local issues, MCO, things that I face here in Malaysia. Well, you don't have to be Palestinian. Actually, you don't even have to be Muslim to worry about this issue. You only have to be human. But if you are Muslim, this issue does concern you, because Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa is the first Qibla. And if you ignore the first Qibla, you would ignore the second Qibla, which is Al-Kaaba. So there is no way around it. They are connected together. Just as the month of Shawwal is connected to Ramadan and it is connected to the season of Hajj, the same thing, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa is connected to us. It's not about geographic location at all. It is about our religion. And they know that, subhanAllah. They know that. And this is why they targeted the peaceful people in the month of Ramadan. They are just performing their ibadah and they attacked them. And you look at the media, the Western media, it's clashes between Palestinians and... No. It is one side, terrorists who attacked peaceful people. And you just have to be silent. You just have to accept that. Remain peaceful, have self-restraint. Of course, you have to defend yourself. So, again, I do apologize. I feel that this is our duty. I did talk about the month of Shawwal as much as I felt it is needed. But I feel that this is the topic of the hour. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us for not supporting them as we should. And may Allah Azza wa Jal enable us to be able to do something that would help them. You see, when we do something, it's not just for them. Actually, they have done their part. They have been standing firm in patience, sacrificing everything with open chest to the bullets and the missiles. But the question is, what have we done? They have sacrificed everything. What have we done to support them? So I ask Allah Azza wa Jal that these words and this time that we are spending would be counted as something that we have done to support them. So I do apologize. I'm going to finish a little bit earlier, but just as a reminder that in this time, because of what's happening, we need to be always connected to that. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminded us that مثل المسلمين, the example of the believers in their unity, في توادهم وتعاضدهم وتراحمهم كمثل الجسد, like one body. One body. You cannot, if you have a headache, you cannot say, oh, it is in my head. My entire body is separate. It's connected. You will feel it in your entire body. If you have a problem in your heart, it would affect your entire body. Even in your finger. If the tip of your finger is itching, you would feel it, the entire body. The same thing. We should be feeling for our brothers and sisters. So may Allah Azza wa Jal enable us to help them. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us better understanding of our religion. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us among those who listen to the guidance and follow the best of it. Jazakumullahu khairan. Once again, I thank the brothers and sisters at Revivers for giving me this opportunity to talk about the month of Shawwal. I know there are some questions, so we still have some time for questions, if you have.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Jazakallahu khairan for your beneficial insights on the topic. So the first question we have is, how do we lift one's spirit if they feel that their Ramadan is not accepted and that discourages them?
One of the worst things is to have bad thinking about Allah Azza wa Jal. Oh, Allah would not forgive me. Never. Allah Azza wa Jal reminded us in Surah Yusuf, Surah 12, what Ya'qub alayhi salam said, إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. The only people who despair from the mercy of Allah, إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ, are only the disbelievers. So never ever have this thinking. Actually, this is from the shaitan. The shaitan wants you to feel or believe that your sin or what you've done is not worthy, or your sin is too big for Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive. Allah Azza wa Jal said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah Azza wa Jal forgives all sins. So there is no way for sure to tell that your deeds are not accepted. Just as, yes, there is no way for sure to tell that your deeds are accepted. But you always have hope of Allah Azza wa Jal that He did accept your deeds. And if anything that, okay, maybe my deeds are not accepted, actually this means you should do more. You see, when the child is crawling as a baby and starts trying to stand up, but then cannot stand up, he doesn't give up. He tries and tries until he is able to stand up and walk. The same thing. If you feel that maybe your deeds are unaccepted, and believe me, this is not the right feeling. You shouldn't feel like that. You see, because in Ramadan, what else you could have done better? That's the question. If there was something you're sure of you could have done better, then yeah, maybe now is the time where you could improve yourself. But never feel that, oh, my deeds are not accepted, so I will just do whatever I want. No, this is from the shaitan. So always have this motivation that I could do more. I could do more. I could please Allah Azza wa Jal. There is more than one way to please Allah Azza wa Jal. You are able to read Quran. You are able to do dhikr. You are able to wake up in the middle of the night, so pray to Allah Azza wa Jal tahajjud. Subhanallah, always in constant ibadah, performing fasting Monday and Thursday. And by the way, I didn't mention that during the talk, that if you target the 6 days of Shawwal during Monday and Thursday, that's even better. This way, yes, because this is general nafil, which is fasting Monday and Thursday, and they just happen to be in Shawwal, and you are fasting the 6 days, so inshallah, you will have the reward of both. That's different from making up the days of Ramadan, inshallah. So if someone was thinking, is it possible or is it better to fast Monday and Thursday than like Tuesday and Wednesday? Yes, because there is virtue for fasting Monday and Thursday, because the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that the deeds are going to be lifted, praised to Allah Azza wa Jal. So he loves to be fasting during those days. So this is good choice of doing the fasting.
Jazakallahu khairan, Sheikh. So are there any more amal for Shawwal that we can do other than the six fasts?
As I said, Shawwal is the gate for the season of Hajj. So if you are unable, and the chance are in our time in this year, most likely we will not be able to. If you are not able, so you look at the other ibadat that you could do. What are the other ibadat? Ask yourself this question. What I have been doing during Ramadan? There are certain ibadat we cannot do. Doing Salatul Taraweeh, for instance, we cannot do now. Yes, but reading Quran, I started that in Ramadan. And not just reading Quran, the specific reading Quran of reading Khatma, finishing the entire Quran, do that. So the amal, the deeds that you have initiated in Ramadan, continue that in the month of Shawwal. That is a good start. And then the general ibadah that a Muslim would do in other months.
JazakAllahu khairan, Sheikh. So for the next question, it's not really relevant to the topic, but it's regarding the Palestinian issue. So besides making dua for Palestinians, should we be very active in posting it in on social media, etc.? What else can we do more?
Yes, as I said, raising awareness is very important. I personally, and all of you actually, I don't believe that anyone of us attending here is over 80 years old. So we haven't witnessed the first massacre that our brothers and sisters in Palestine faced. We haven't witnessed the burning of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Then why we are still talking about it? Because this is what we have known from the people that told us the truth. We see now in our time how the truth is diverted. And now how Hamas is becoming a terrorist organization. And the terrorist Israeli military machine and system, they are called defense. And they are legitimate. We see that in our time. So what will happen in generations to come? So we have to be very active. Yes. Oh, you are keyboard warrior. Or true. We're not just doing that. We're not relying on that. But we are doing that. Raising awareness is very important. Make dua. Support them with money. This is part of jihad. When you look at jihad, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Quran, وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ. They perform jihad with their money and themselves. So Allah Azza wa Jal started with jihad with money. They need resources. So look for trusted organizations that now a lot of people lost their homes. Just imagine, because you are a Muslim standing up for your rights, they bombed your house and now you are homeless. Where do you go? But people came and they rushed to your help. How would you feel? So supporting them financially is one of the strongest ways to help them. Raising awareness and talking about their just cause, that's a way to support them. Dua is also another way. It's not the only way, as many people want you to think, oh, we can only make dua. No, we can do a lot. At least if we cannot physically be there, we can do a lot. And those things, inshallah, as a start, they are sufficient for now.
So for the next question is, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about our victory against them in Surah Al-Isra, are there any conditions for us to have or to gain that win? Is it just about strengthening our iman, or is it just because of the disunity of the ummah?
It's both. Actually, Allah azza wa jal mentioned the condition in Surah Ali Imran. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. To retrieve our preference that Allah Azza wa Jal gave to us, there are conditions. Because even the children of Israel, they were at one time preferred by Allah Azza wa Jal. But when they disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jal, they lost that preference. It doesn't help now to say, I am a Muslim, so I am better. You are a Muslim, so show, prove that you are better. If you are a Muslim, it doesn't mean that the fire does not burn you. If you are a Muslim and you don't know how to swim, it doesn't mean that you will not drown. There are sunan of Allah Azza wa Jalla. There are ways of Allah. Those ways, they don't change. Sunnat Allah allati qad khalat fi ibadihi. The sunnah of Allah that has already proceeded. ولن تجد لسنة الله تبديلا. You will not find a change of the sunnah of Allah. Okay. So, what is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What are the conditions? تأمرون بالمعروف. You enjoin the good. You don't say, it's not my business. No. تأمرون بالمعروف. وتنهون عن المنكر. And you forbid the evil. وتؤمنون بالله. And you believe in Allah. The command came in plural. From the beginning of the Quran until the end, Allah Azza wa Jal is reminding us of the unity of the Ummah. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ not إِيَّاكَ أَعْبُدُ إِهْدِنَا guide us, not إِهْدِنِي guide me. You're talking to Allah alone, yes. But it's not about you, it's about everyone else. So the same thing. If we are united, if we are إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ we are upholding the religion of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal will give us victory. Victory is not easy. We have to fulfill those conditions. تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. How hard is it for you to say that what's happening to our brothers and sisters in Palestine is injustice? There are people who their livelihood is at stake. Literally, their work could be lost. Their jobs, they could be fired from because of their stance, because of that issue. But they didn't care. Subhanallah, we have seen non-Muslims talking about that. So, as a community, as an ummah, we have to be united, we have to uphold the truth, we have to enjoin good and forbid evil. That happens, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant us victory.
Jazakallahu khairan, Sheikh. So that'll be end of all the questions we have received. So we will conclude with any of the remarks you would like to make regarding the issue or regarding the other issues we have discussed throughout the lecture, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, I just ask Allah Azza wa Jal again to enable us to be better Muslims, to enable us to have better understanding of the religion, to make us among those who listen to the guidance and follow the best of it. The teachings of Islam are, mashallah, a lot. And the ways to please Allah Azza wa Jal are many. So to choose the best way, that is the wisdom, prioritizing. So may Allah Azza wa Jal enable us to be able to prioritize and start with what is more important. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. اللهم انصر عبادك المجاهدين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر عبادك المجاهدين في فلسطين اللهم عليك بالصهاينة المجرمين اللهم عليك بهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار صلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته جزاكم الله خيرا for holding this event and inshallah we will be able to have other events inshallah
jazakallahu khairan sheikh